Welcome, Love Talk Radio.
Show. I'm Jackie, your host, The Positive Lady. And I am talking today about self-esteem. And we are looking for Michelle Hatter, my dear friend, who's like a sister, to come on and share about her new book that she's written about domestic violence. But anyway, I want to share with you about self-esteem. Self-esteem is not just for women. Men need to have good self-esteem, too. And I want to share with you eight reasons. I found a good article, eight reasons why you should have good self-esteem. And you're welcome to join in to the show by calling 718-664-6507. 718-664-6507. And we are talking about self-esteem. And here's the definition of self-esteem: confidence in one's own worth or abilities, self-respect, and self-respect. And here's some other ones: a realistic respect for or favorable impression of oneself and self-respect. Same thing, but it's confidence in yourself, in your own worth, in your own abilities, and having self-respect. I agree. And I just want to say that, again, that it's very important for you to have self-respect. Not just not just men, as I said. Gotta have self respect for yourself. And so I just wanted to share some eight things from a wonderful article I found. Eight reasons why you should have self-respect and have self-esteem. Number one is because you attract what you are. If you love yourself, you are more likely to attract positive, loving relationships into your life. Number two, because your immune system is stronger when you feel more confident about yourself. Number three, because there may be people out there who really appreciate you, what you do, or what you are trying to promote. Number four, because people with high self-esteem are less likely to be depressed. Number five, because people with high self-esteem are less likely to tolerate abusive situations. And I want to thank God that I have good self-esteem. It's not haven't always been like that, but I want to thank God that I do. Number five, because people. Number six, because life is too short to spend it feeling negative about yourself. You have a short time in this life, and why waste it feeling inadequate? Self-loathing is literally wasting your precious time. Number seven, because believing in yourself is a sign that you are sincerely grateful for what you have, who you are, and your abilities to succeed. Number eight, because if you don't believe in yourself, other people won't believe in you. And that is one of the main things to know. And this is from Angela, her blog called Angie and the Cool Network. And I agree with her wholeheartedly. Um, because you gotta have good self-esteem. You know, you'll be surprised at so many people that do have low self-esteem, and I think it's a big cause of a lot of reason why a lot of people have a lot of social issues. And you know, them thriving. So it's very important for you to have good self-esteem and love yourself. And so whatever it is in your life that is causing you not to feel adequate and, you know, you need to deal with it because it is very important for you to have good self-esteem in your life. And, you know, we want to think it's for just the girls and the ladies. No, young boys, young men, teen boys, men, old, young, whatever. They need to have good self-esteem. You know, I have a young nephew, and I'm always encouraging him and talking to him because I want him to have good self-esteem. See, I didn't have anybody, and I'm not trying to be funny or anything like that. I didn't have anybody to guide me, to really encourage me or really build my self-esteem. My mother did the best she could, you know. So it's important as parents that you build your children's self-esteem. So when they get in high school, when they get to be adult, you know, they won't have issues with that. They'll be confident because I think it's very important to be confident. In your life, I don't care who you are. So I want to give you a lesson to do, men and women, is write down the things that makes you feel inadequate and work on it. What is making you inadequate and work on it, and as you accomplish and resolve it, cross it off. Now, it's easy said and done, yes, but you can do it. It can happen because, like I say, I did all right, but it could have been better. You know, if I would have had really good self-esteem growing up. But I made it anyway. It's all good. But I just want to encourage people why it's important to have good self-esteem. And as one guy say on his website, doorwaytoselfesteem.com, he says, self-esteem is more than just a word to describe how you value yourself. Just as wisdom is knowledge put into practice, I believe that self-esteem is the act of valuing yourself. Now, I agree. I agree with that. And he really dedicates this website to talking about self-esteem, and you can Google it. It's doorwaytoselfesteem.com, and it's by Mae Bleeker. And this is what, to them, self-esteem means. This is how I define self-esteem, they say. is how you value yourself as a human being, positive or negative. It's how capable you feel and how happy you are with yourself. It's your trust in your ability to think for yourself and take the right actions. It's your confidence in your ability to learn what needs to be learned and do what needs to be done to be effective in any situation you face. It's the degree to which you trust and respect yourself. And most importantly, it is all these attitudes expressed through your thoughts, words, and actions. All right. Self-esteem helps you with the basics in life. They go on to say, that's why the experts say it has survival value. And I don't know, we're having technical difficulties. So Michelle, are you there? We're having some technical difficulties for our guest today, for Michelle Heller to come on and talk about her book. But we having problems connecting her. So we're having some issues connecting. So my apologies, and we're going to probably have to reschedule her because I don't know why it's not working. But you can call into the show at 718-664-6507. And again, we've been talking about self-esteem and why it's important. And like I say, it's not just for little girls, young ladies, women, men, teen boys, young boys need to have good self-esteem. Everybody needs to know how to value themselves. So remember, self-esteem is more than just a word to describe how you value yourself. And as I said earlier, self-esteem is about having confidence. Confidence in your own worth and abilities, and having self-respect, pride, and dignity for yourself. You'd be surprised, so many people that's walking around, and you'll be surprised how little they think of themselves. Even executive people, you'd be surprised how low their self-esteem is, and you'll say, wow, not them, not that billionaire, not that millionaire. But anyway, remember, listeners, self-esteem is very important, and we got it fixed, it looked like. And I want to turn the rest of the show over to my dear friend, and who's like my real sister, Dale Heather, discussing her new book, and I want her to talk about it. Michelle, are you there?
Hi, Jackie.
Yes.
Jackie.
Thanks for joining the show. We want to give you the rest of the time. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Joining us is Michelle Heller. She just finished writing a book. And I want her to go ahead on and tell you all about it and when it's coming out and when you're gonna when you're gonna be able to order it and read it, because what she was telling me about it, listeners, is it is a book that everybody needs to read. Go ahead, Michelle. Welcome to the Positive Vibe Show.
Thank you, Jackie, and thank you for having me on today. And I'd love to discuss my book. And I started writing, I guess the Lord gave me the idea about a couple years ago about writing the book and his concern for domestic violence. And as everybody knows, this month October is the month for domestic violence. And the statistics are astronomical. And I guess the Lord put it on my heart to write this book. It's a fiction book, and it's about, it's called Braiding Sessions. And what it is talking about, and like I said, it's a fiction book, and my character, she is in a domestic violence situation. She's married to an abuser, and he's abusing her. And she has a gift of braiding hair, and it's just talking about what she's going through her life and how she's trying to hide this from everybody, all her friends. And as we know, most of the time, abusers, when you're in a domestic violence situation, usually the abuser cuts you off from everybody and everything because he doesn't want people to know what he's doing. And so she's cut off from her family and her friends, but she does braid hair, and that's a gift that God has given her to do, was to braid hair. And she gave her life to the Lord, and within that gift, he introduced her to people that can actually help her get out of the situation. So it's a pretty good ending. It's a pretty good ending, and it's not actually about the victim. It's also about the abuser, too, how to get help. And I think the Lord put it on my heart to write this book so the church can have a dialogue about domestic violence. We're so afraid of it. And did you know, Jackie,
let me stop you right there. I want to say something, and you can go on. You know, the church never, when I was coming up, the church never addressed it, not where I come from,
right.
Not like they do now. They right. swept it under the rug. They didn't address it, and even a particular denomination I come from, these women had abusive husbands. They was taught, oh, you put up with it, you stay there and you put up with it. You know, and like I say, it wasn't addressed. And now,
right.
the last several years, I am so glad that it is being addressed, because people don't realize, and as a nurse, I see a lot of domestic abuse victims, and they abuse it, and I've dealt with it, and it's real. Women get killed sometimes.
Right.
And you just be surprised. And one of my heart passions is we have a ministry, a place here where they help domestic violence women.
Right.
It's a shelter. And I always look for things to try to do for them. But I just wanted to put that in there. A lot of churches did not address it. They didn't. They didn't pay attention to it. They covered it up. They swept it in as I was coming up. Now, like I say, I'm glad to see things are different. There's people getting help. People know that they don't have to stay in these relationships. So go ahead and share some more.
Thanks, Jackie. Well, you know, Jackie, I think the church didn't understand how to help people, and now we're getting help through psychology and through other ministers talking about it, and other there's more programs now than there was when we were younger or when our mothers were younger or when we went to church, but there's more programs now out there to help you. And even though there's more programs, one of every five women is being violated or in a domestic violence situation. And what my book does, Jackie, did you know that 7 million people in the United States, just in the United States alone, are affected by domestic violence?
Wow, that is a lot.
That, Jackie, was just from when I started writing the book, that's the statistics. And every day, the statistics are growing. And one in five women will be killed by their partner. That's a growing number that we should, that's a growing number that we should be aware of. One in every five women, one woman out of five will be killed by her domestic partner. So we have to learn the law.
It's very real.
It's real. And it's real. We just had a young lady that was killed the other day here in our city. And it's by her domestic partner, and it's real. And then there's another statistic that because of the growing population of gay marriages, now we're seeing more men being in domestic violence situations. So it's growing. It's growing. And it's a concern of God that we talk about it, that we have discussions about it. Because it is affecting our children, it's affecting our families. And you know how God feels about the family. He created the family. So it is affecting us, and it's just something that he is putting on my heart to talk about. So in the book, in my book, even though it's fiction, the story is real.
Yes.
So, and at the end of the book, we give you information on how to get out, where to call to get help, and all this information is confidential. We talk to policemen, we talk to lawyers, we talk to people that can help you actually get out of the situation. It might take some time, and you can't give up, and you can't, like you were talking about self-esteem, you have to lift yourself up. And even when you get out of it, you've been told so long that you're this and you're that and you're not this and you're not good enough. But self-esteem plays a big part in that. Self-esteem plays a big part. And you will have to lift yourself up. And you will have to lift yourself up not only for your sake, but for your children's sake. They need an example of a loving family, a loving mother. So God has put it on my heart to write this book. And it is called Braiding Sessions. It will be out November the 1st. November the 1st, it will be out. And hopefully, I'm praying that it will be on Amazon. But I can give you my website to purchase the book if anybody is interested.
You're the listeners, because it might not be a whole lot of people listening now, but a lot of people come back later and listen to the show. So give the information, your website, and any other information so they can get this book. I can't wait to get it myself.
Okay, and it's a good book, and I tell you, God has walked me through it the whole time from day one to now. He has walked me through it, what to say, what to do about the book. So I hope everybody likes it, and please, please, if you know anybody in this situation, please, there is information in the book, information on how to help your friend, how to help your mother, how to help your sister. If you know someone in this situation, please talk to them about getting help, okay? And I'm Michelle Hatter. My book is called Braiding Sessions. And my website is www.braidingsessions.com. walkingtestimony.org. Walkingtestimony.org. And you can purchase it after November the 1st. You will be able to go on there and purchase the book. And thank you, Jackie, for this opportunity to
talk and we're going to be
about the domestic violence.
Yeah, how much is the price of the book?
The book is $8.99. It's an easy read, not too many pages. It just tells the story. It's $8.99.
Okay, and her website again is www.walkingtestimony.org.
Dot org.
So write that down and share it with the ladies that is in this situation, because I believe that this book is going to help a lot of women. It's going to, and I'm thanking you for writing it, and I can't wait to share, have you back on here again when we're going to be talking about domestic violence. Thank you for joining the Positive Vibe Show today, Michelle.
Thank you, Jackie, for having me. I appreciate this. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Jackie. Bye-bye.
Okay, listeners, thank you for listening. We're sorry about the technical problems, but we got it worked out. Don't forget to order this book, Braden Session. It's a domestic violence story. And that you, if you were listening, she shared about what it's about. And you go to www.walkingtestimony.org. The book is $8.99, and it will be available November the 1st. And remember, we're talking about self-esteem, men and women. You got to have confidence in yourself. You need to value yourself. You need to be a happy person. And again, I want to thank you for joining another Positive Vibe Show. I'm Jackie, your host, the Positive Lady. And remember, love life like it's golden.